Listen to the guys talk shit and drink beer, and come on an adventure via 4040adventures.com.
As a grown man that has a real job where I have to wear a button-up shirt and stuff like that, I found myself changing my cell phone background and stuff last night, and I was like, am I too old for this? Hey, welcome to Casual Lit. I'm Jason.
I'm David.
I'm Rody.
And I'm Chris.
So the question stands. I ask the question, what's on y'all's backgrounds on your phones right now? I don't think Rody has anything, do you? Just the standard what came with it?
Just pretty the much. Dark void.
What is yours, David?
Mine is my tap wall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, before it got painted, so it's just a good mid-range, mid-toned wood texture.
Nice. Chris, what's on your background?
Mine is actually a picture of my backyard that I took the really cool cloud setting.
Ah.
The sun was setting.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're a photographer. Yes. Hey, actually, that's pretty nice.
It is.
So I'd say Chris just got a new job. Welcome to the show, photographer.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome, man.
Good arting.
I do free nudes.
So being, I think everybody's here in their 30s now.
Yep.
Yep. Is it okay to put a Marvel character as the background on your phone?
Absolutely.
Dude, if 2018 has taught me anything, it's you do you.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I really last night was, I was just bored and I was just like changing everything. And I was like, God, yep. I'm 35 years old. I might be too old for this. It's like, oh, this is ridiculous. And then when I have a problem with Tom Holland because he's Spider-Man, for
right.
those of you that don't know. He's all of about 20 years old, and I'm like, I don't like liking him at all.
Yeah.
It's super uncomfortable.
You're just a baby kid.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to like you. I understand why my dad now, when he grew up, like, you know, all the young actors would come in. He's like, whatever. He hung on to De Niro and mm-hmm. Pacino and all those guys, and I'm starting to understand why, because it's weird.
Yeah. Now they're all crazy.
Now the girls, yeah. on the other hand, I'm like, ooh, I love you. What's up, girl?
That's what I like about these Marvel characters, man. I get older and they say the same age.
I'd like to welcome to the show, Matthew Jesus. McConaughey. What's up, man?
All right. Hey, how you guys ever drive a Lincoln?
Oh, damn.
Flick a booger.
Damn, I was about to ask how your Lincoln drive on the way in was.
It was all right.
To continue with our story traditions of doing shows in the morning, the first beer we started off with is
the rum barrel aged version of Legion from
yeah.
Community.
Woo!
I don't know how everybody's last weekend was, but ours was awesome.
# Session Imperial.
Hmm.
Okay, I'm writing that down.
I kind of would. That'd be cool. Just to name a 12% beer, Session Imperial. Even if it's not, that's funny to me. Yeah. I'll have the Session Imperial.
It's so smooth, it's crushable.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, dangerously smooth. Very nice.
Dangerously smooth, infinitely crushable.
A lot of people are saying that about David's last stout that I was letting people taste.
That's
on
true.
And off. You may or not be able to taste that ever.
Yeah.
It may be up here. I mean, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say out loud or not. So.
May or may not have some left.
Just think about that, TABC.
No, if the TABC is listening, we are not yet brewing. But if you're not listening, dude, we're going to fucking brew.
It's part of my homebrew club that I'm in, David.
Yes, it's the Nautilus Homebrew Club.
I brew things.
So, Jason, I have some good news for you.
What's that?
Based upon the study that I did not verify, beer prevents kidney stones.
Oh. Well, that's completely false because I had one.
It supposedly reduces risk by 40%.
Yes.
Huh. Yeah, that's...
So, that's bad for me then.
Beer fact of the day. So, if you're backing off a beer, you are fucked.
But the reason why that is because when you drink beer, you have to pee a lot. So, it's supposed to help you clean out your kidneys. But if you don't drink any water all day and hydrate yourself, that doesn't work. I've read a million things about this crap. He's right. You are right. It actually does. But it makes sense because it's a diuretic and it makes you pee a lot. So you're going to pee out all the crap. But if you sleep all night with no water in there, it's going to create some lovely kidney. From what I understand, what the kidney stones came from was being dehydrated and then having a bunch of crap in there. And you never pee it out for 8 hours. You don't pee. So it starts collecting. That's what
sweet.
I understood.
Yeah, does anyone
you probably
do
know
like...
more than I do about the actual kidney stones.
I feel like they don't really know.
Did you guys ever do like those rock candy kits that you like put the sugar and the crystal and stuff, yep. and you leave it like for an inordinate inordinate amount of time to make a kid wait for candy.
Yep.
And then it like crystallizes.
That's
what's happening inside your kidney.
Supposedly, yeah. But he's right though too, because it's like, you think about it, it's like, how does that, I pee at least once a day.
At least.
How the hell is this happening? Anyways, well, I do feel a lot better now that I'm hydrated every single day of my life.
That's true.
Ever since the kidney stone, I've come very close to a gallon a day. Most of the
pee?
Of water.
Okay. I was like, damn, dude, I don't usually.
Most of the time, it's over a gallon a day of water most of the time, because I drink 3 of those 40 ounces, and that's 1 gallon.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris knows about this.
Yep.
He's a water drinking machine over here.
One of the best ways to get hydrated is with the Hydro Flask.
Yep.
We should get a sponsor.
Please sponsor us, Hydro Flask. You got monies. We need them.
All right. So this beer that David is not drinking is a new beer from Noble Ray Brewing out of Dallas. It's the Fruity Tang.
Hi.
It's a cherry and passion fruit.
Does it taste like Bud Light?
if it doesn't, I don't want it.
Nope. Take it back. Sorry, I was trying to play. Sorry, I ruined your intro.
You did. You totally did.
It's all right.
All week writing that.
Where's my dickhead button?
You shouldn't say who's on the cover of this can, Rody.
It's Pootie Tang. Can we say that?
Yeah.
You can't say that on the podcast.
Yeah, we don't say shit like that.
Chris, what do you think?
Oh, that's tart. It's not sour at all. Not even a tiny bit sour.
So it's the base is Berliner Weiss.
Oh, yeah. That has got some tang to it.
So it's been to space and drank orange juice?
Mm. I don't hate it. I don't like it. It's not my beer.
Woo. Woo. Woo's right. Woo's
correct. Probably drink like 5 ounces of that and be done.
So try to take 2 swallows at the same time.
Whoa.
Try it.
Whoa, going from the previous beer to this one is quite the brick wall.
David, you'll be happy to know that the OG on this is 1.048.
Good.
Now I can steal their recipe.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely getting the cherry is absolutely there.
Yep.
And I don't get much of the passion fruit, just a tiny bit.
And I think they're coming out with another variation of this as well.
Interesting. It's got a very solid Berliner Weiss
background.
Like base. Yeah, like the recipe's there, and it definitely has the lactic actual base.
I like to build my beers like that would be the spine of the person, and then from there we branch out
and
we'll create the rest of the body.
The passion fruit ribs.
Yep.
And the Pootie Tang phalange.
I mean, that's how I write my recipe.
And the cherry testicles. Yep.
My recipe book.
Woo.
It's fucking huge. It's over here. You can't even see it. Testicles.
Yeah, because it has stems and... Yeah. Okay, we need to move on from that.
We worn that metaphor down. This one's a little bit sweeter than I think a Berliner Weiss should be, but that may just be the character from the cherry lingering on it. Mm. But it's quite tart. Quite tart.
Tarty tart.
Yeah, it's a little heavier than I expected a Berliner Weiss, too. Like, usually they're quite effervescent, very dry, finishes... kind of pool beer material. This one's a little bit more of a sit down and drink it type thing.
I don't know, man. It's good, but
yeah, I mean,
it's hard to drink much.
I usually like Noble Ray beers, but this will not be a go-to for me.
No. Oh, today is today is Let's Get Badass Breweries in here today, apparently.
Yep.
I love you, Noble Ray. Bridesmaid Tears is going to be at New Main this coming up Thursday.
Correct. So today, the day that we are recording, is the first day that it's out in the market. So by the time you hear this...
You'll get it,
but you'll also have time to come to our tap room for Pub Guys Trivia.
Yep. And it'll be the first one that I'm not here for, so don't come here for me. Come here for the beer and David.
Correct.
David is an awesome host.
Yes. I will be calling trivia, but the other David... The 4040 Adventures David will also not be here. He will be off-site at a separate event sponsored by New Main Brewing Company.
Who's going to be working the bar?
Yeah, we got to figure that out. I'll work the bar and call trivia.
That'd be pretty...
I'll wear a headset.
We do. Oh, God.
I'll be like, you know what you want? In 1942, there was a boat, and name it.
Damn, now
that's going to be $11.47 for you, sir. Do you need your copy of your receipt?
Now my guilty factor just went up.
David, we'll talk about wages later.
But what I'm having done is a camera shoved down my throat. So, and I thought it would be funny if I came up here to work afterwards, but I don't think that's allowed.
You may not be in the mood for that.
Be all silly and just like, hey, can I have a beer? What's the beer?
Wait, you're gonna be Boozo after you get drugged up?
I'm Boozo, the drunken clown.
Does anyone want to watch my throat video?
Ooh, I hope I do get a video of it.
No, hey, it's not that kind of throat video.
Can we watch? Thanks, Rodney. Glad we clarified that.
David approves of that.
I wonder if I would be allowed to. Can we just hook that up to Facebook Live? It's like,
yeah.
It's like, what's wrong with this guy?
Well, what's her face did her colonoscopy live? Katie Couric.
Oh, right? Stormy Daniels.
Oh, yes, that's who I meant.
That's one of my favorite gags, period, that we do. So I'm just saying random names like that in the middle of when somebody's like, I think his name starts with a Q, and we're like, John
Quincy Jones. Yeah, John Quincy Adams.
I love it. I do.
It's
love
fun.
It.
Just so everyone knows, when Jason says he loves it, he does not.
No. Don't be a dick. I actually love that, okay? I have voiced my displeasure of very little.
When he repeats a word at least four times, he means the opposite.
And now our super fans are going back through our backlog.
Holy shit. It's coded. Yeah, all of the episodes are coded for what I do and don't like.
Yeah, the casual code.
It's weird. All my friends now know that I hate them. That's weird. Hey, but I don't want brewers on the show, so
that's right. Yeah, no brewers on the show. Ever. Right,
so...
We're tired of the same shit all the time. That's not at all what we said.
It's fun. Ooh. It is fun. So the next thing that he pulled out is looks like aloe vera plant in a skull.
So
I'm going to call it. I'm going to call it
skull
aloe vera plant and skull.
Aloe vera plant and skull.
It really is aloe vera, isn't it?
Isn't it? It's agave.
Is that what agave plant is, or is that aloe vera?
I couldn't tell you, but
it does
probably.
Say it's agave.
Well, yeah, on the beer, but is that an aloe vera plant?
No, that's agave.
What is it? I never knew what that looks like.
Blue agave is what they make tequila from.
But
and agave nectar.
Does a scorpion have to be involved?
Yes.
Yes.
Because okay, there's a scorpion on here.
Because they have the plants like 20 to 30 feet away from them. They say, get over here! Ha! That joke had some buildup and no one stopped me.
Oh my god, that was awesome.
That's a soundbite.
Finish him.
Chris, can you mark that time so I'll know exactly where to go?
Mortal Kombat. I'm kind of into this Mortal Kombat agave beer. We could do a whole Mortal Kombat series of beers. Once you're open, we can do whatever we want to. We already are open once you're brewing.
Ooh, Icebox will be sub-zero. Ha! Fucking words. Speaking of, you were going to say something more along the lines of beer.
A big event happened this past week.
Yes, it did.
David sent us the sexiest picture of himself that he's ever sent us.
Yeah, and this time all my clothes were on.
Damn it.
Keep cutting off your punchline.
No,
sorry.
You're fine. You're fine. You're fine. I was like, no, he was not wearing a towel because those are my favorite. And this
we're
one.
Sorry. No, so... As you all know, we are not yet brewing our own beer because we are waiting for our federal license, our TTB license, to come through. By all accounts, it should be late May, early June when we get that. And so we cannot legally brew and sell our own beer until we have that. But that means I've got plenty of time to outfit our brewery exactly how I want it to be. We will be starting small on our pilot system while we allocate, install, and get our full five to seven barrel system squared away probably by the end of the year. But in the meantime, we have a 20-gallon system. Hey, that doesn't sound like a whole lot of beer. That's four slim kegs. So that's enough for us to put on the wall, give folks a chance to taste it, and when it's gone until I brew another batch. So I'll be brewing as often as possible. This is all a very long lead-up, as to say we got our fermenters in this week. Now, you could do what most breweries do and go buy expensive-ass stainless steel fermenters with all kinds of valves and clamps and hoses and whatnot. Or, seeing as how we got our start in the homebrewing world and we're still very small in our own shell as we build outwards like a Nautilus does, we purchased four decommissioned kegs from Lakewood Brewing Company. in which to ferment. It's a stainless steel container. It's very easy to clean. And there's a basically what you do is on top of a keg, you have the coupler, the Senke coupler.
Yes.
You remove the spear that's inside. It's basically the dip tube that pulls the beer out of the bottom of the keg. You pull that on out of there. And then there's a special fitting you can buy from a couple different suppliers online that goes back down into. It has not only a dip tube to pull and transfer beer through, but it also has a spray ball. So to clean after we've transferred all the beer out of it, I just hook up some pressured hot PBW water, clean it in place. I don't have to take those kegs out and rinse them and scrub them and do anything crazy like that. I just basically hook up a hose, give it about 15 minutes, and then we're done.
Holy shit.
And, you know, it's stainless steel. It's easy to clean. It's easy to sanitize. And we've got four of them. So I've got enough to do two batches at any given moment.
That is phenomenal.
So slowly but surely building it all together. And in the next week or so, I will be outfitting the pilot system with all the additional fittings and hoses it needs. And I'm going to brew a test batch of homebrew, not for sale, through the New May Tap House yet. But we're all going to have a big party and drink some homebrew.
Let's pretend that the release schedule that I tell everybody is correct and see if you agree with me. Pale ale, mm-hmm. porter, IPA, stout.
Yes.
Damn it. I was wrong.
I really want to do the IPA sooner because I'm really, really proud of the recipe that mm-hmm. Kyle and I worked on a long time ago that we'll be pretty much keeping. I'm going to make some slight changes to it because I feel like there's some things we can improve on. It's really, really good. But man, no one's drinking IPAs in my tap house. I can't figure out what the hell's going on. We need to get people from Fort Worth and from Dallas to come here. All the people here in town like the light stuff, and that's perfectly fine. That's why we're starting with the pale ale. It's very nice and light. It's about 4.5%. Features centennial hops. Beautiful character. Very nice and light. Very refreshing. We're going to start with that.
Okay.
Good. Good. More for me and you.
That is an excellent addition to the soundboard.
Good.
But then, of course, got to do Pantego Porter. Got to do Pantego Porter.
It's got to get out there fast.
Oh, I don't like dark beers. It's summertime. It drinks very light. You will enjoy it. I drink it in the summertime.
Yes.
So, big things are happening. Big things are coming. We will finally get to color in the ING on our mural in our tap house. Right now, it just says New Main Brew because we're basically a noun. We serve you a noun. We will not be verbing, brewing. Until I get that license.
Take that, English teacher. Take that, Miss Cockrell.
Fucking words, man.
We know you listen to the show.
She does. I get messages from her. She's like, you've done very well. Thank you, Miss
Cockrell. Are those the same messages you get from David from time to time? Mm-hmm. With the towel?
Yes.
Yes.
That's weird. It's like you're reading my messages, Rhody. Get out of my phone. Get out of my phone.
No!
Oh, man. This beer we have in our glass now.
Yeah.
I like it better than the one we just had.
Yeah.
This is very nice.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to...
Jason, what are we drinking?
Oh.
You have the can.
La Cura. There's two cans. There's one right there, too.
Oh, that's why we all have so much in our glass.
Is it La Cura or La Cura or La Cura?
La Cura,
La Cura.
You have to roll Spanish for though, right? La Cura.
La Cura. You have to roll the R, I think. La Cura.
Golden Corral.
La Corrala. This is an agave and guava sour ale.
Very nice.
Guava.
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 I feel like that's the correct pronunciation, too.
What is guava?
It's a tropical fruit.
Yes.
Thank you, Rhody.
Guava. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Guava.
Now we just need a hot chick to eat it.
So the first thing that comes off to me on this beer is number one, it's 6.7%. It does not taste like that. It does not drink like that. It drinks like a four, something like that.
It definitely does. This drinks like what I expected Fruity Tang to drink like. Damn it. A Freudian slip is when you say one thing and mean your mother.
God damn you, Dave Chappelle. He's not really Pooty Tang.
He is not.
Well, I hate to say that just to be a dick.
Wasn't that like an SNL skit or something like that?
No, it was a full. Well, it might have been. Sorry, it might have been. But it was a full on movie too.
Oh, nice.
There was a Pootie Tang movie.
Yeah, it was some random actor. I don't. It wasn't a big name.
Like Richard Pryor. Or...
What was the small guy?
Denzel Washington was the bad guy
in Living Color.
Kevin Hart.
Yes, not that small.
Kevin Hart was in it.
Dave Davidson. What's his name? God damn.
Ving Rhames.
David Alan Greer.
Yes.
Ving Rhames was Pootie Tang.
Yeah, I'm with him a lot.
The guy from Scrubs was Pootie Tang.
Lance Carruthers.
Lance Carruthers was Pootie Tang.
Pootie Tang? Totally different man.
Corey Taylor.
Corey Taylor was a villain. It was weird. Who else is? Oh, Will Smith was definitely in it because Fresh Prince at that time was big thing.
Yes.
And the Carlton dance and stuff. Oh, I saw one of the funniest memes, but I don't remember what it was. But
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
It was all of the cast of Marvel if it had been made in the 80s, and it was hysterical. I was laughing so hard I was crying.
Oh, tell me, who was John Candy? Who was John Candy?
He was not on there.
Damn! Wanted him to be Rhino.
Yep. It was just like the Marvel, like the X-Men weren't in there. It was just all the Captain Americas and Iron Man. Mm-hmm. Leonardo DiCaprio was Spider-Man, which was really uncomfortable.
Ugh.
It's like, ugh.
So he's going to cry a lot.
And I think Brad Pitt was Captain America, if I'm not mistaken. It was weird. Weird, weird, weird. It's worth looking for, though. You can find it pretty easily, folks.
Very nice.
Marvel in the 90s.
Crossovers.
The Friends cast basically plays them all. Somebody remade the Friends trailer with a Power Rangers trailer. It's one of the funniest things you'll ever watch.
Oh, really?
If nice. Friends was Power Rangers? Yes. I was like, damn. These people with their fast-making meme abilities, like all this, what's the Facebook guy's name? Zuckerberg. All these Zuckerberg's memes where he's in Congress and he's a robot or an alien.
Dude, those are so fucking funny. Like, fuck you for invading our privacy, but at the same time, the questions some of these senators were asking him, if I go to email or WhatsApp, my nephew does Instagram, how much money do you make selling Facebook? Like, what the fuck? Do you know what the internet is?
Yeah.
Called ads?
It's like, we sell ad space, Senator. And I love that he adds Senator to it just as a little bit of, fuck you. You're an elected official, and you're asking me how I email a WhatsApp.
Yeah. We've been going on for like 2 hours now. Let's go on for more.
No, those memes are ridiculous. And it's still funny that everybody, Jesse, a good friend of ours, was arguing with people about the ads. Saying, because people were like, Zuckerberg says it doesn't listen to you, so it doesn't.
Oh, it absolutely does.
It doesn't, David.
Oh, you know what? I was standing out at my tap house, barely outside of the Wi-Fi range. I was on LTE. I know this.
Okay.
I was standing out in my field, admiring the wonderful job that our landscapers did mowing the big field. It looks fantastic now. I had 3 ads this morning for lawn care service. Didn't even say lawn care service. I said, Sim, the guy that actually cuts our grass for us. I said, Sim. And I was standing out in my field, and I got ads. Yep. What the fuck?
I said, the number one thing ever, I sent it to Rhodey. We were talking about CC's. CC's does not advertise on Facebook.
No.
I got a Facebook ad for CC's.
Well, now we're all going to get one.
I was like, God damn it. I sent him a screenshot. I was like, look at this bullshit. I did not search CC's in my phone because they're saying it gets it from your internet history. Mm. I was like, I did not search CC's. I know exactly where it is.
Yep.
I know the hours that they're open. Mm-hmm. I did not search where is CC's.
See, one thing that does make sense to me, though, is like whenever you Google map something, like you look up on the map where something is, it'll show up as kind of like a point of reference, like henceforth. Like that makes sense to me because like, at one point I looked for who to rent bounce house castles from. And I'm on one part of the site or whatever, or one part of the map. I'm like, oh, there's that place that I rented bounce houses from. Oh, they're right next door to that. Now I know where that is. Yeah. That makes sense. But when I think about socket wrenches and just happen to be near a Lowe's, I don't like that Waze tells me to go pull into Lowe's and buy a fucking socket wrench. I don't always need one. Sometimes I do, to be fair. But what the fuck?
Yeah, Google Maps, so that when you go to places, it'll show up bigger on your map, like, it's pretty cool, too, because you'll see the whole picture, and it shows you all the places that you go to a lot. I'm like, hey, Division's number one. That's cool.
Yeah.
New Main Brewing is slowly taking that position. Now when I get off work, so on Thursdays, it'll say, this is how long it's going to take you to get to New Main Brewing. It's like, oh, I was going home today, Google. I promise. And then I'm driving towards home, and I'm like, I'm just kidding. Got you, motherfucker. I'm going to New Main.
That is your new home, Jason.
Yes. It's your new main place.
It's like, David has your cot ready. Whoa, slow down. What's going on? What the fuck mint on your pillow?
David Gill is pouring your beer right now.
Google's invading my space, just like Zuckerberg.
Woo.
Well, at least Google says, hey, I'm in your shit.
Yeah, Google's up front about it, which I appreciate slightly more.
Zuckerberg's like, I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing that.
Wink.
But the more I study your culture, the more I learn what it is to be human.
Yep. That was
so funny. Yeah, one of those pictures where he loses his contact and it's a lizard eye.
Because he's not. And it said, Jesse posted one where he's drinking water and it was like, keep drinking water like this. This is how the humans do it.
Yeah.
Because he was drinking water the whole time.
Like people are like, I admire the commitment to his human act, even though the water damages his volatile circuits inside.
That's so damn funny.
Oh, fucking Zucker memes.
Oh, Zucker me.
Zucker me timbers.
I was going to say, I was going to try to go with that. I can't remember how Sylvester Stallone even says it. Sylvester Stallone. The cat. God damn it. Suffering succotash?
Yeah, suffering succotash.
He says, oh, suffering succotash.
God, he's still the worst fucking
wait,
part of
that's
Guardians
kind of
Galaxy.
Wait, are you doing Arnold or are you doing Sylvester
it's both.
Stallone?
They're both the same fucking person.
I think it's Arnold Stallone.
Yeah. He's the worst thing in Guardians Schwarzenegger. Of the Galaxy. Volume 2. Why is he in that movie?
Hell y'all do. You're a ravager.
I was like, God, I hate this motherfucker.
And then, well, if you just go for it, you're never wrong.
And then they're like, oh, ho, we got you there, but wait, 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 there's more. Here's Kurt Russell. I'm your father, Peter.
At least he doesn't yell as much.
I hate those guys.
Oh, man.
What's that as a kid? I was like, I love those guys. And now it's like, oh, my God, get it's out like, of my movie.
Oh, you belonged in the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah, Sylvester Stallone's the actual one who's going to take down Thanos.
Oh, there we go.
I will stop. I will stop. Get out of the planet, man.
Give me the gauntlet, man.
That challenge. Was Sylvester Stallone.
Challenges to a boxing match. I can feel a box.
I'll punch you in the purple jaw, man.
I didn't know I could do Stallone.
Oh, no. Rocky 7. Rocky 7. You guys never saw the Marvel Rocky crossover coming, did you?
I'd buy that for a dollar.
How do you think Killmonger was trained with Rocky? So after Rocky, whatever it was, Creed, he went to Africa to fight Black Panther. There's no
Wakanda.
You can only understand the places that he's going. Can't understand anything else.
Oh, Jesus.
You can only say nouns.
Oh, jeez, Jason.
Oh, no.
Oh, the show's over. Oh, my God. But no, he's terrible in that movie. Yeah. We're still on our Marvel rewatch, so that's why all this stuff's fresh.
But very soon, very shortly.
Dun, dun, dun.
Super Troopers 2.
Woohoo! Yeah, what's so bad is that Marvel's so close to that, I keep overlooking that. And I was like, oh, I need to buy my tickets for that. I think I'm going to go see it next. So it comes out this Thursday, 4/20. I think I'm going to see it the Tuesday after at the $5.
Hell yeah.
$5, whatever it is.
Martini. Matinee.
No.
$5.
At Studio Movie Grill, all Tuesdays, it's $5.
No shit?
Yeah, no matter what, even if it's a brand new movie. So nice. We saw it for $5.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
But that they get you in there, and then they're like, have our $14 pizza, and if you'd like a craft beer, that is $17. Bam.
But they no longer carry independent craft beer. They used to have Sierra Nevada and Sam Adams. No longer. They don't carry that anymore. I tried to have a Sierra Nevada Pale Ale watching Ready Player One the other day.
I want to see that, too.
It was entertaining.
What'd you think about that, David?
If you've never read the book, it's an entertaining movie that will get you excited about the book. The book is much deeper, much better, and longer.
So many cameos. Mortal Kombat stuff was in there.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat was in there. Overwatch was in there. I saw Marvin the Martian at one point.
Ooh.
Ninja Turtles. Kung Lao. Yeah.
Halo.
Yeah, Halo was in there. Yeah,
Mass Effect.
Yeah, okay, that's what it was. I was trying to place
wait,
that.
Wait, Rihanna was in there?
What?
A Halo?
Does she sing the Halo song?
Yeah. Duh.
I was thinking of Umbrella, Ella.
She does sing that one, too.
Shine bright like a diamond?
But
shine
also,
bright like a diamond.
Gundam.
Gundam.
Gundam Wing was in there, and then there was
Gundam
Iron
Style?
Giant. No, not Gundam Style.
Was Psy dancing?
Oh, Gundam Style! No, I can't do a mashup of that. I peeked at Stallone. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, wait, do that in Stallone voice instead.
Gundam! No, No, I've lost it.
Nope. Wait, I think he just came.
That's it wasn't like the Italian Stallion, that porn movie or whatever it is.
Yay. Stallone cast.
Oh, my God. If we did a podcast where we had to watch Tango and Cash every week.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
What's a worse 80s movie with Stallone in it? Rambo's.
Most of them.
Rambo's watchable, for sure.
Over the top?
Oh, my God. Well, see, he was never in any of those stupid kid movies, was he? Like, Schwarzenegger was doing Kindergarten Cop.
Spy Kids?
Yeah, he's a villain in Spy Kids, isn't he?
Oh, he was a villain? I thought he was the...
No, he's probably like the fucking president or something.
So he's not he's not in it enough to piss us off. Right. So, yeah, we don't want to.
No.
It'd have to be something that would just drive you nuts.
I don't really remember much of it, but a cliffhanger.
Well, we got it. We don't need it.
That was the very first rated R movie I ever saw.
Spy Kids?
I'm sorry.
No. Cliffhanger.
Oh, cliffhanger where he lets go of the person.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Carrey's version is much better.
Are you talking about Lion King?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Scar, brother,
help me!
No.
Live the king.
You know,
it sounds like you're going through a scene with Thor and Loki.
Yes,
brother.
No, I'm Loki. I'm going to turn into a snake and fucking bite you, and you're a kid.
I actually rewatched that movie last night, Ragnarok.
Ragnarost.
I could go for some Ragnarost right now.
That's a good beer. Ragnarost.
Oh. Copyright 2018, New Main Brewing Company.
10 years of Marvel. No, right. Ragnarok is a fucking excellent movie, dude.
That one fucking... Banner just falls out of the plane, just smacks on the road.
He's dead.
I got this. You want to know who I am? Right. Watch this. Dead.
I kind of hope they're not going to, but it'd be funny if Infinity War was that silly. Oh, there's Thanos. Right. They just made a big joke out of it. Ah-ha.
He comes out of that wormhole. I should have taken a left turn at Albuquerque.
I was falling for 30 minutes.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Wait, this is a beer podcast, though.
Well, I've been stalling, hoping that Rody was going to pull out another beer, but I think this is it, isn't it?
Yeah, this is all I brought today. I thought I'd make it nice and easy today.
No.
Yeah, no, we can't.
I mean, I got more beer downstairs if y'all really want me to get some.
No, we're good.
I think we're good.
We could pause, not pause the podcast, and I could get some more beer.
Pause, not pause?
Pause, not pause. No, I mean, we got plenty of Pootie Tang here to drink. I think David's eyeballing it.
I'd rather have Fruity Tang.
Here you go, bro. No, Fruity Tang is way better than Fruity Tang.
Close the windows. You're letting all the stank out.
There's also some dad gum.
Dad gum.
We talk about dad gum and how good that is.
That's always a go-to, for sure.
Good IPA that you can all buy anywhere. I think we've talked about it on the show before.
It's dad gum everywhere.
$6, too.
Hard to beat.
Try to steal it all.
I got to do something fun this week that is beer-related. I hosted the Cap and Hair's homebrew competition tasting. So Cap and Hair is a homebrew club that meets every month in Fort Worth. Robert Scroggs is one of the organizers, one of the sponsors and organizers for Cap and Hair. He's been on the show with us.
Huge fan of the show now, too.
He hit me with like 3 show references like right out the gate when he came in the other day. I was like, oh, damn, he's still listening.
Love that guy.
Shit, we gotta do something about beer. But he came in with a couple other judges, members of the club, and BJ CP certified judges, and I got to be a guest judge for the May homebrew competition. So every month, everyone meets up. They usually have a topic they cover in the actual meeting. But then, if you want to put some beer in for judging, you bring one bottle in of your homebrew, and then next month they judge and award. You know, first, second, third. So we are sponsoring the May Homebrew Club meeting for Cap and Hair, New Main is.
I do feel like we were supposed to have homebrew on the show. That was advertised to us less than 12 hours ago.
Yes, it's downstairs.
Oh, I forgot about that until you kept saying the word homebrew.
We can make this show longer.
Yes. So.
But so we got to sit down and we judged five beers and a Perry. So,
5 bears.
Yes, 5 bears. Huh. Bears beats Battlestar Galactica. No, it was a lot of fun. We had a good time. We tasted some beers. It's very much like you think judging beers is like sitting around like, you know, bullshitting like, this one's better than this one. It's very, very erudite. Very, you have forms, you have you know, scoring guidelines for
nerdy
different things.
Nerdy is the word you're looking for.
Yes.
I ain't doing it.
Which I fucking loved. That was so cool. I've always looked at my score sheets that I've sent into competition and be like, okay, well, I could see what they mean here in this one. And
I like what you did here.
And going through, I was a little bit validated because it was my first time actually sitting down in a judging environment to judge someone else's beer. And these other certified judges that had a little bit more refined palates and stuff, they were picking up things that I didn't necessarily pick up, but I could recognize once they said.
How was the Mango Habanero IPA?
We did not have one of those.
Worst judging competition ever.
That would hurt.
Make an assessment.
But we had, so a Perry is a cider that's made exclusively with pears. And that Perry. One actually, I don't think I can tease.
Is the name Luke?
Damn it.
Yes.
I once knew a Matthew.
It's Matthew, yeah.
Damn it.
Goddamn. What are the other Perrys? Oh, Perry Cox from Scrubs.
Perry Mason?
Yes.
Oh, he solved a lot of crimes, didn't
yes, he?
Yes,
he did.
Yeah.
He did.
That guy.
Ozzy, he always got him. His man.
God, I love that guy.
He was gay.
Oh, shit.
But and then we tried an American Pale Ale, a Rye Pale Ale, an Imperial Stout. What else did we? Oh, a Weissenbach and a Kolsch. And what I gathered from that whole experience, holy fuck, some of these homebrewers are making world-class fucking beers. Like, these are delicious, amazing beers that I would, in a heartbeat, have on my wall. They're really, really, really nice. There are some that could stand a little polishing. You could taste like some different things that it's all process related. It's all fermentation mainly. But the ones that have that down, beautiful examples of the style.
When you were judging, did you write down the truthful things?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Oh, damn.
I called out the ones where I tasted things like, oh, it feels like this got a little hot in fermentation, or oh, it seems like some phenols are coming through. But then the ones that did it excellently, the Kolsch was one of my favorites. I can't say who got first, second, or third or whatever.
What?
But the Kolsch was one of my favorites, and I wrote down in the last comment section, the general impression, I said, excellent job with a very difficult style to brew, because there's nothing to hide behind in Kolsch.
Unless you put a bunch of blood oranges in it.
That's true.
You can hide the shit out of a Kolsch.
Blood orange Kolsch means don't taste our off flavors.
No.
No, it was a lot of fun, and big shout out.
Please name a beer that.
Don't taste our off flavors?
Yeah, Kolsch.
Yes.
So
nice.
Damn it, that's a good idea too.
Yeah.
You could do a series, the off flavored series.
That'd be cool. Or an Imperial Stout. Don't taste our off flavors Imperial Stout.
Yes.
Why is this a vanilla stout?
It's double the vanilla for half the off flavors.
Or that can be your new New England IPA. Don't taste our off flavors.
Ooh.
New England IPA.
Hashtag dry marketing.
The dry hop. And then we were like, oh, better dry hop it again.
Yeah.
Better dry hop it one more time.
Barrel-aged dry hopped.
Yep.
Barrel-aged sour dry hopped.
I took a barrel, put a bunch of hops in there with water, let it soak for 6 months, then put the IPA in there.
Yes.
It's not even making sense.
Ooh, we dry hopped the barrel.
Yeah.
That's a new thing. That's excellent.
I just poured Sierra Nevada's Pale Ale in there, and then I added sugar to give it some more alcohol.
Yes.
You know what?
Boom, IPA.
You know what? That beer looks a little... Let me drop this hop in there. Splash. That might be a little better. You know what you need? You need a splash of this frozen orange juice from Minute Maid. They do good things.
I'm going to kill myself.
They do good things in the orange juice business.
They really do. They concentrate on it. They really do.
You know what? Here's some flour, Rody. Got to make sure it's hazy for you.
Or cornstarch if you're Michael Harper.
Yeah, that's a little better. A little cornstarch.
Yeah.
Give you some corn flavor in there. Right. Some adjuncts if you like adjuncts in your beer.
Adjuncts. I usually don't add my junk to beer.
I do. Every beer out there gets a special adjunct.
Wait, how do you get the yeast in your beer?
Oh, shit.
Jesus Christ.
Teabag Brewing, yes. Oh, my God.
We'll be having one of my homebrews. I hope you enjoy.
Teabag from the D-Bag. There we go. Shit, that was a clean take. God damn it.
I know that's going to be on Who Said That next time.
Oh, for sure.
I'm thinking in my head now, starting my own kombucha business, teabag.
Oh,
teabag
tea. I can make some kind of a beer. Just call it teabag. It's teabag infused beer. What they don't know is it's my nuts.
That's in like underneath.
I feel like some people might get that.
On the bottom of the can, you know, like what tiny ass writing on the ring or something. It's just around the bottom. It says, what you don't know, it's my nuts. It's on the can, officer.
May notice a little nutty flavor.
Some people call it yeasty.
Whew.
Oh.
Wow, we jumped right
also,
off
the rails. Also, sherry.
You know what's in that salty beer, salty tea?
My nuts.
Salt? Oh.
Blip, blip, blip. The sound of
it. Yeah, I just ran with the runners.
Oh, Jesus.
Then I decided to make my beer afterwards.
I've come to make your beer better.
Can we stop the room? I'd like to get off.
Got them extra fermented.
So all that to beer say, thanks, cheese. Robert Scroggs, for coming out to New Main. No, but seriously, thank you so much for coming out and bringing some great guys in. It was a pleasure meeting you guys, a pleasure tasting y'all's brew, and I will be at the May Homebrew Club meeting for Cap and Hair. To talk about New
that
Maine.
Will be here.
No, it's okay. Going to be actually at Hop Fusion.
Okay.
So we're going to go out there and have
what
some good
day
beer.
Is that on?
It's the first Monday of the month. I believe it's the 7th of May.
I have invited myself to not show up. That's what I'm doing lately. I will be there, not really, but I want you to think that I'm going to be there because I'm a good person.
I'm going to put interested on Facebook.
Yes.
It's the thought that counts.
I have so much free time, I will use it to be there at that place.
Right. What's free time?
Yeah.
Oh, that's that place downtown Arlington, right? Oh, free play. That's what it is.
Oh, yes. Free time, David. Let me explain this to you. See, what happens is you get off work, and then you think about another work, and then you go there.
Yes. Okay. I'm familiar with this.
Then. While you're in the car, you try to do 14 different things. You're
yes.
Like, oh, okay. You try to do all these things, and then you go on about your business.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I have not gotten my shopping done in a while.
Oh, yeah. That's like, another thing.
I have to buy work clothes. I'm like, yeah, I keep wearing the same shirts to work. I'm like, I got asked a question by a coworker that was like, so yeah, all you own is blue? I was like, yes.
Damn, who are you, blue. The fucking fashion police?
You've been wearing that Brewers shirt for like 6 weeks straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. These are starting to get kind of frilled and torn and everything.
Washing this thing twice a week, Rody.
I have like permanent little dots from the freaking our rags that we dry towels with. They've like permanently ingrained themselves into my shirt now. Can't get them off.
Can you pinstripe the next ones? Just a huge white strap down the middle.
Why's that?
Just because it looked terrible.
Call me 69.
What are you, a bowling tee?
Yes.
Oh, bowling shirts.
Yeah, yeah.
It must be done.
Actually, oddly enough, our very first brewer shirts are normally bowling shirts.
Wait, the one that I have? God damn it.
Yes.
You're a bowler.
I no wonder everyone's like, strike?
Twinkle Toes Roadie. That's what we call you.
God damn.
Twinkle Toes Roadie. You just got a new nickname.
Kit Kat Twinkle Toes Roadie.
Yeah, man. DJ we haven't heard Kit-Kat from DJ Kit Kat in a while.
When the fuck am I going to host a party up here?
Hey, man. What's your schedule like?
It's like you're hitting on a girl. Hey, girl. What's your schedule
I heard
like?
You need some music tonight.
Here, yes.
I heard you need music.
Her, yeah, you hurt.
I play nothing but cowboy metal. Hope that's okay.
Actually, you know what? Our schedule's booked till fucking forever.
What's wrong with cowboy metal? What's wrong with that, David?
Cowboy metal?
Yeah, yeah. The Dallas Cowboys?
Yes, the Dallas Cowboys metal. I would prefer Dallas Cowboys metal to the cowboy metal video we watched before we started podcasting today.
Bye, Dez.
Yep.
This is me waving bye to Dez. Y'all can't see it. See you later.
He gone.
He gone.
He gone. And Dumb. Apparently, the Cowboys have a lot of money now.
Yeah. All right, so let's finish the show with what happened on Saturday. It was crazy. Ian and...
David.
David, world-known travelers, traders.
What's her last name, Jason?
Untrekt.
Thank you.
Damn it.
Thank you, David. Now, they've got a really cool thing going on. They are two of the coolest guys I've hung out with in a long time.
Seriously.
Holy crap. I was like, no, you guys are awesome. And we were just talking to them for a while, and apparently they are well-traveled or mm-hmm. well-traded, both, I think, right?
Both, yeah. They've gone to get these bottles in some cases.
Well, I was like, huh. So we got to try pretty much every beer in the New England area
yep.
that Mr. Yelling New England IPA guy that probably doesn't listen to our show. I love the New England IPAs!
Man, that was really good. I thought he was here for a second.
I've tried them all now, apparently, most of them.
That's a soundbite.
Yeah, like all the Treehouse, the Trillium, Alchemist.
Monkish.
Dude, the Monkish one was really nice. I enjoyed that one. Well, I think they had two. There was one that was really nice, and there was one that smelled like
they had a
like
collaboration with La Cumbre.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, those were nice.
They were good. Very good, yeah.
Yeah, it's I think I need to work on my New England IPA palate.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them tasted very hops. Similar. I was struggling to pull some apart.
Did you get hops in there?
I, I did.
Yeah.
But... Are hops the burning on the tongue?
That is a big problem with hops, man.
Tastes like burning.
When beers are super hop, there is some burning. And then the next one is going to be affected by your burning.
Yep.
I'm not sure how you would line up judge an IPA contest. I don't even know if you could.
You know, it's tough, and especially when there's that many at a bottle share, you have to expertly like grade them, like put them in order. Because, yeah, if you start with your super-duper double IPA that just happens to be 70 IBUs but is also a 9.5% beer, it's a little too aggressive. Like, start off with some of your session deals and maybe you're a little bit more delicates, and that way you can still have some semblance of a palate by the end of it.
Huh.
It was very, very fun.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. It was crazy. I was like, here I am drinking these gold, what's considered probably gold in the in the industry right now. And I was like, hmm.
That was the first time I had Heady Topper. And that's that's been a go-to, a go-find-this for most brewers for a very, very long time.
What's crazy is it was more malt forward than a lot of those other beers.
It was. And it had it almost had like a smoky character to it for me. It was strange compared to some of the other ones that are much more juicy, pop out, you know, fresh, sweet, citrusy type things. That one was a little bit more reserved, even though that's arguably one of the beers that started that trend, that style. So it was interesting to get that.
Absolutely. That taste,
finally, after having tried everything else and then going back to the originator.
And then it's crazy that no one agrees with me, but the White Oak
that one was
nice. Really good. I was like, I liked it. Brody hated it.
That was a really good example of what White Oak does to a beer.
The White Oak Cigar City. That's what it was.
That's right. Yeah, High Life.
Cigar City.
Cigar City.
The original is better.
No.
Well.
No, it's not.
I like the original. I do.
David.
Yes.
David, I don't think you heard what I said. The original was better.
There's a joke in there somewhere. I'm trying to find
There's no joke. Or the original. Joke. Was better.
No.
See, I feel like I'm definitely missing out on a joke.
I think
now.
David liked the original better too that night, maybe, but I don't know.
You know,
I like
in terms of drinkability, I would go back to the original, you know, day after day. But what I'm saying is
there is no but.
No.
Oh.
The White Oak in that beer is an excellent example of what White Oak does to a beer. It's very different. It's a very specific type of flavor, and that one had a higher level. Any oak aged something is usually kind of like, oh, it's the garnish on the beer. Like, for example, the barrel-aged Legion that we had was very much fucking barrel. In this beer, the White Oak was
subtle,
elevated. For me, it was elevated, but it was the perfect complement to it, and without it taking over and being too much barrel, and a really good example of what that flavor does.
That's what it just mellowed the IPA for me is what it did.
David talks in circles.
Oh, no. God.
And also, the original was better.
God.
Jesus Christ, you fucking Star Wars nerds.
Neither one of those, any of those adjectives, sounded like the White Oak was better.
The White Oak was better. I'm saying
objectively.
I will walk in there and buy the White Oak over that one, even though I never can.
Well, that's good, because, no, it got label approval in Texas.
Uh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Well, that's fucking ruined the whole thing. Now the original is better.
No, it's not special.
Yeah, I don't even want that crap.
Yeah, exactly.
It's available everywhere. Get the fuck out of here.
It's a scrub.
Spoken like a true craft beer drinker right here. Yep. Don't want it. Oh, it's right there?
Don't want it.
Yep. Fuck your $6 rar. It's gross. I'm going to drink this $40 one can that I got from standing in line for 3 days.
Yes.
It's the best in line standing. Let me tell you about the time I stood in line for 4 hours and I got myself a New England IPA.
That will only last 2 weeks.
4.8 stars on the Untappd.
Untizzy.
Yeah. Because they do small batch and can control it and keep it delicious. Bam.
Very nice.
I'm not really. I mean, that's what they do, but it's good.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the culture.
Yeah, if you do that, then it's surprising to me that Division hasn't reached that level in this area. It really is surprising to me.
And now that Rosalie's getting out a little bit more, maybe they'll start cutting into some of that culture. So some of that find it, get it, keep it, trade it.
Yeah, I'd love to know how the sales are doing on that.
I'm going to start selling it. I'm picking up a case of it.
Oh,
and
hey.
I am licensed to sell to go.
You know what that means, listeners?
Oh, yeah.
Hit us up.
hit us up. We'll hook you up, and we
don't know about that.
Well, yeah, we're not going to hook you up for free, but
I will charge you.
We'll supply you in exchange for money with beer.
I'll ask you 5 questions about the show. Each one is 1% off. Oh, you got all 5 wrong. You paid double.
Economy.
I'm just playing. No, I would buy it and trade it with somebody out there if you want to try Rosalie. It's good stuff. Don't forget to check out our friends, Controllers and Keyboards, C&K Crew.
Whiskey Boy Radio.
That is his favorite.
Jeffrey Lord.
Raise a Glass.
Funky Town.
And check it out at newmainbrewing.com. Love it. Love it. Live it.
Boom.
Woo! This is Jordan from Controllers and Keyboards. Now that you've survived through the hot mess that is Casually Lit, why don't you come check out Controllers and Keyboards at Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at /CNK Crew. Also, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes.